Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, BPJ, share number 139. That's by Spinimi Joint, share number 139. To summarize the characteristics of EQ, of emotional intelligence that can be applied to self-esteem in the relationships, so there are six aspects that are very essential. Number one is to be self-aware and to have self-knowledge. Number two, to become self-motivated, to manage your emotions, to reach a goal. Number three, to maintain an enthusiasm and persistence in the face of frustration or setbacks. Have the capacity to tolerate defeat. Number four, maintain a sense of self-efficacy, which is self-sustainment and a certain amount of competence in oneself. Number four, maintain hope. Five, maintain hope and positive thinking and optimism. And number six is empathizing, being attuned to others, especially your spouse, dealing with it effectively. It's often said that the most successful people are those who know how to fail. Some of the most successful and accomplished people have an ongoing battle with maintaining genuine self-esteem. It's maintained by self-motivation to manage your emotions to stay focused, an enthusiasm in face of frustration, and the ability to tolerate these defeats. Sheva Yipal Tzadik V'kam means that the tzadik knows how to handle the Sheva Yipal part of it, of how to fall and then how to get up the right way. These EQ qualities, these emotional talents qualities, are exceptionally important. And it's even more important if you are not encouraged, or in the past you were criticized or discouraged a great deal in your childhood years, in your teenage years, or whatever it may be. You have to reverse that trend, work on it hard, because the change in attitude over here and building yourself up will be a self-fulfilling prophecy in the best possible way. Positive attitude, hopeful, optimistic, because very often we're bombarded daily with experiences and messages in our life that interfere with a healthy self-love and healthy self-esteem. There's many things in life that naturally would lower our self-confidence. And it takes, in some days, very, very strong effort, climbing uphill, to continue forward, to believe in yourself, to hang on to the belief that ultimately everything will be well, to have that hope, and so on and so forth. The self-awareness and the self-knowledge and the self-belief that's necessary. All this is very, very important. Then another aspect of emotional intelligence, which seems like it's not connected, but it's very much connected, is the body-mind connection. And that is the key, watching one's health in the best possible way, one's physical health. Because the benefits of fitness and good physical health improves mental health. Potential for increased emotional intelligence of EQ and improvement in the quality of your close relationships. This is something that many, many from people, Torah observant people, completely neglect, finding that it's not important. And then a lot of problems come from it. I admit myself, I struggled a lot with overweight in my life and lack of exercise, and it affects your Simchas HaChaim, and it affects your Ruchnius. And there's so many people, again, I'm not being judgmental here, because I fell into this category for many years, of many people that I see, even in their 30s and beyond. They don't take care of themselves, they get obese, they have their knees bother them, and they can, you know, have trouble even breathing, and they're like lackadaisical. Not to say they could learn a lot and daven a lot and whatever it is, but what they could really do, they're only effectuating 20% of their capacity, maybe, of what they could do in Ruchnius. And a lot of what's holding them back is the not eating healthy, not sleeping healthy, not taking care of your body healthy, the kishtadlis that you mechuyev to do with the shmartem es nafshei seichem, which could change your emotional well-being. There needs to be a change in your body and biology in order to change your mind and your emotions in a healthy way. It's very, very important. It's not just emotions and feelings that are associated with a healthy lifestyle. It's your thoughts, your cognitive processes are much better, much sharper, much clearer when you work on your physical health together with your mental health. Bein odom l'chaveiro aspects, it will help. It will lower your emotional defenses when you're healthy. It will alleviate depression. It'll alleviate the isolation you feel. When you work on watching your health and taking care of yourself, not to become this couch potato. Now, the couch potato is sitting back on a couch and watching movies all day long and binge watching on TV episodes or whatever it may be, or on the computer or on the phone. That's one thing. But even the couch potato of actually sitting, even with a safer, there's a chiyuv to go out and take walks and watch your health and do that. You come back and learning, it's a whole different thing. This is a very, very important yesod. Even people who have real serious health problems could overcome this. Here's an example. One relates. I recently learned of a woman who lost both of her hands and all fingers except for the thumb, as well as both of her lower legs and feet to a flesh-eating disease. Despite her losses and limitations, she chose to lead an active and healthy lifestyle. She continued her career as a successful businesswoman and maintained a healthy marriage. She's high energy, optimistic, independent woman. Perhaps we all know of someone who lived with these circumstances, reminiscent of what I call Christopher Reeve syndrome. It's a person who was an actor that became paralyzed and tried to live the rest of his life in the most productive way. And with effective professional help and adequate social and medical support, most of us can choose an active and healthy lifestyle and increase the chances of a more satisfying life and more fulfilling relationship and marriage. Most of us, Baruch Hashem, who do not have these severe challenges, we certainly could work through and help us. So mental health, physical health can contribute to our EQ in a great way. Being empathetic, being tuned in, being hopeful, being positive, being self-aware, enthusiasm, persistence despite defeat, delayed gratification, self-motivation, and so on and so forth. You will see as you take care of your body in the right way, these things will increase as well. These things will help you. It'll help you alleviate stress. It'll help you alleviate stress as well. The way you interpret events in a more positive way. So the building blocks of this is to get adequate sleep, to get the proper nutrition, consistent exercise, healthy weight management. There are people that reverse, that they have too low of a weight and they need to higher it. And some people reverse. Most people reverse. They need to lower it. Adequate sleep is a school of a shalom bias. There's no question about it. Mentioned many times here, Rav Avigdor Miller stressed it importantly to Bachrim that were really falling apart to the point of depression, anxiety, to the point of mental illness. And he prescribed for them and they listened to him four weeks in a row, 6 weeks in a row to eat what he prescribed, breakfast, lunch, supper, and the sleep. And they were like another person, a new person. We really need to do this and try this. Some researchers suggest that the single most important factor in predicting longevity is a healthy sleep, in a certain way more than exercise, diet, and genetic dispositions. The Rambam said 8 hours. Nearly 75% of Americans fail to do so. And 40 million Americans suffer from one or more of many varieties of sleeping disorders. So you have to be careful what the Mishle says. It says, Ma'at Sheina Matanuma. That's telling you should not use sleep as a form of laziness and escape and get up early in the morning. But when you get up early in the morning, means you get up, you make sure you go to sleep on time in order to get up early in the morning. Get the adequate sleep you need. It doesn't mean you don't get the adequate sleep when you get up Zerizus in the morning. Sometimes you have to fight the natural thing. You're still very tired and you get up in the morning and that's beautiful and that should be had. But a lot of people also, when they have trouble getting up and their day starts late and then they don't lose a Simchas HaChaim and lack of purpose, a real key to this is force yourself, figure out to schedule yourself to get that adequate sleep. How do you evaluate whether you get adequate sleep? Are you alert? How is your energy level? Is your health good? Is your perceptions clear? Does your memory seem to be accurate? Is your reaction time adequate for your safety? Are you productive throughout the day? Is your creativity adequate? Are you able to communicate effectively? Are your mood stable? And if the answer is yes, then you're usually not sleep deprived. If the answer is no, you probably are sleep deprived. Now, it could be just a sleep order of such could be annoying, but in some cases, it could actually be life-threatening, problems with breathing, so on and so forth. It is important. Sleep is important for the mind-body-spirit connection. Together with other things we will discuss, the diet, the exercise, the weight management. There are significant improvements in your interactions when one or the both of you in marriage recover from sleep disorder and begin increased sleep after periods of sleep deprivation. Proper nutrition. The dieting is not what it is, just eating healthier. Whole grains, whole wheats, natural grains, and less processed things, lowering the sugar levels, and so on and so forth. Certain fruits, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, again, whatever the shilas are, to make sure they're free from bugs. Green vegetables, beans, healthy beans, proteins, whole grains, all these things are helpful, are very, very helpful. And these are mitzvahs. Again, you could turn this into mitzvahs. There is a book highly recommended. If people are discouraged from doing this, they think it's too gashmius. There's a book called Kashetziv Hashem by Rabbi Daniel Garfinkel, a practical guide of halacha of mitzvah tzrichas kavana to transform your daily actions with the power of one thought, and how your thoughts on this transforms everything you're doing into a mitzvah in these aspects. So everyone knows who they need to do it, and you feel, this is lowering my ruchnius or whatever the case may be. No. You increase your ruchnius in Yavoides Hashem by doing this L'shem Shemayim in an Erlecha way. Exercise, you have to figure out, it's hard in the beginning. Because, but the bottom line is your body is designed to be moving, not to be sitting. And you figure out a way to enjoy it. You put on music, shiurim, whatever it is to get yourself in that mode. Once you start and get used to it, in the beginning it's hard. Afterwards, it becomes a simcha, and you feel sharper, and you feel better, and you feel more productive, and you feel more optimistic, and it aids a lot to alleviate anxiety and depression. It's definitely something that must be worked through. Ongoing lifestyle of appropriate nutrition and exercise. It is a hard thing to start with, but once you start, the proper diet, the exercise, the adequate sleep, which requires self-awareness to resist impulses, to refrain from giving in to your cravings, which, by the way, these things are very important for EQ, for emotional intelligence. It's very, very important. You know, you have in marriage, women are more concerned about their weight than men usually are, but when men express more discontent when their wives gain weight, and vice versa, it could happen. It could create complex and sensitive, often fragile issues in marriage. Now, what you can't control, you can't control. What is within, not in your power, is not in your power. But we all have the ability to look better, to feel better, and we have a chiyuv to do so. For ourselves, not just for shalom bayis. And although you say, if I truly love my spouse, or if you truly love me, it wouldn't matter if I'm 100 pounds overweight. Enochanami, there's an aspect of unconditional love, but that doesn't mean you let yourself loose. In many marriages, weight management issues center around the physical and sexual attractiveness. And sometimes it's a matter of being concerned about your spouse's health, because it could affect sugar levels and be a propensity for diabetes, chas v'shalom, and all these problems. So these are the ideas. So to summarize what we talked about today, besides those qualities of self-esteem aspects, which was in the beginning of this year and last year, is that they are midos here in EQ that include being self-motivated, managing your emotions to reach a goal, enthusiasm and persistence, delayed gratification, empathizing, hope, positive thinking, self-awareness, self-knowledge, but all in the connection of maintenance of physical health, fitness, which contributes to good emotional health and will help you throughout your overall relationship. impulse control, delayed gratification, to refrain from eating your favorite, though inappropriate, foods, eating the right quantities. And again, it's hard in the beginning, but afterwards you develop mamish a simchas achayim in actually practicing these things, not giving up. Have that goal in mind. It will help your ruchnius, it'll help your learning, it'll help your moods, it'll help your shalom bayis, it'll help your physical intimate life, it'll help your excitement towards one another about husband and wife. Makes no difference what age you are. And this will really enhance your relationship. It's not superficial, as much as many people will think, these are like chitzoniyistic things, external things. They are not. Taking care of your body and your health this way is a mitzvah of Ishmartim Esnaf Sheisechem, and it helps and enhances Shalom Bayis. There's no question about it. One needs to work on these things, and there's a lot of stresses, so it's very hard to get adequate sleep in this dar, but we have the ability to do it, and it could be achieved. Bracha Natzlacha.